This is a guide for persons leading Ma'ariv in a Shiva home. If you start off with a nice nigun, very soft, calm, to focus people, for instance, page 4, you can set a proper mood. For instance, slowly is that like that. Shamayim v'aretz ezri me'im Adonai oseh shamayim v'aretz. Direct people to page 13. You begin with this couplet. I'll do it in Hebrew, but you could do it in English as well. Na 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 vuhurakum yekaper avon velo yashkit vehirba leashivapo velo yair kol chamato Adonai Oshia melech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Then you sing Baruch et Adonai hamevorach, and everyone should answer Baruch Adonai hamevorach le'olam vahed, and then you repeat Baruch Adonai hamevorach le'olam vahed. Go to 15. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shebidvaro mariv aravim. Then leave space for people to daven it, Hebrew or English or whatever. You come back in et el chai v'kayam tamid yimlach aleinu le'olam v'ed baruch atah Adonai hamariv aravim. You may want to read the reading on 17 or go to page 19. I wouldn't do both the reading on 17 and the traditional prayer on 19, but here's 19. Avat olam beit Yisrael amecha avta Torah u'mitzvot v'ahavatecha lo tasu mimenu le'olamim baruch atah Adonai Ohevamo Yisrael. I do the familiar tune to the Shema, but not triumphantly, as it is done in the Torah service, where this tune was written for, but softly. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Pause for the second line silently, and then sing, V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'otecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom alevavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibata bam v'shiftecha b'vetecha u'v'lechtecha v'derech u'v'shoch becha u'v'kumecha וכשרתם להיות הידיך והיו לתותפות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך. Generally in our congregation we use the second of the two paragraphs offered in the book. That is page 27. I would direct people to read 27 through 29 privately. Don't take too much time with it. You can let people go all the way through it if you want, if you feel that that's the proper mood. But generally speaking, if you are orienting toward a more traditional crowd, then they won't take very long to read this. And if it's a much less traditional crowd, then giving them a long time is going to actually cause them to lose their focus. This is just my personal experience. So in either case, you would want to give a reasonable short amount of time and then go Adonai Eloheinu Emet. That is the last three words of page 29. And then private davening, 31 through 33. Emet v'emunah kol zot v'kayam aleinu. Picking up pretty quickly at the bottom of 33. Moshe Miriam v'nei Yisrael lechanu shira b'simcha rabba v'yameru kulam. 35. Mi kamocha nedar bakodesh nora teilot osefele. Then you sing, Machude Karovanecha Bokeyam Lifne Moshe Zelianu Viameru, and then lead everyone in Adonayim Lok Leolam Vahed. Then you sing, Venemar Kifad Adonai Yaakov Ugalomiat Kazak Mimenu Maruchat Adonai Ga Israel. Page 37. Very often we find that the reading of the English on this prayer on 36 is effective. But you can read it in English or in Hebrew as follows. Hashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu Leshalom V'hamidenu Makenu Lechayim Ufros Aleinu Sukat Shalomecha Baruchat Adonai Shomer Am Yisrael V'koyoshvei Tevelan. 39 at the bottom is a good reading. And then you can do 41 at the top, or you can skip it. If you do it, here's how it will go. You just sing the opening line. Baruch Adonai Bayom, Baruch Adonai Balayla, Baruch Adonai B'shochmeinu. And then come in. In the end, Baruch Ata Adonai Amelech Bikvodo Tamid Yimlok Aleinu Leolam Vahed V'Yakol Masav. And then Chatzi Kaddish, 43. Yid Gadah V'Yid Gadash Shemirabha V'Yamad Yivarach Yirote V'Yamlich Malchute B'Chayechon V'Yomechon V'Chay Dechobed Yisrael B'Galah V'Zman Kariv V'Yimeru Amen. And direct people to lead, come with you. Yehesh Shemera ba mevorak le'alam ulamei amaya Yidbarak v'yishtabak v'yipav v'vramam v'yitnasei V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitala shemede kudesha Berichu le'alam inko v'yachata v'shirata Tush v'yachata v'nechemata Damiran v'yama v'yimeru Amen. Tell people that now we have the private Amidah. They should take their time, use the English or the Hebrew, a combination of the two, or just use the comfort of the company to find their own thoughts and especially to help to the mourners to remember a loved one. It's 45 all the way through page 75. Give people adequate time for it. I find that if I'm doing the Amidah myself for real, quickly but thoroughly, that will give everyone in the room enough time to do it. At that point, people who are not finished are probably not doing a traditional Amida from the beginning to the end anyway, and they're more than happy to have you come in and kind of save them and pick up where they left off. Otherwise, people who know how to do it are probably done by them. In which case, you want to do the full Kaddish on page 87. Yid gadah v'yid gadash shemirabha V'yamad yivarak yirotei v'yamlik malchutei V'chayechon v'yomechon v'chayedecho bet Yisrael B'agalah v'zman kari v'yimeru Amen Yehei shemirabha mevorak le'olam ulamea maya Yid barak v'yishtabak v'yitpa'a v'yitramham v'yitnasei V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitala shemidikudisha B'rikhu li'elam inko b'chata ta veshirata tush bekata venekamata damiran biyama vimeru amen titka bal saloton vauton de chobeg israel kodam avuhon de vishmaya vimeru amen yehi shalom aram min shemaya vechayim alenu viako israel vimeru amen ose shalom bimramav hu yase shalom alenu viako israel Viako Yoshve Tevel, Vimeru, Amen.
Go right into Aleinu on 89. Softly now, don't let it get sing-songy here, because then it really is not an appropriate mood for the house of mourning.
Aleinu leshabeach ladon hakol, latet gedula liyotzer breshit, shenatan lanu torat emet. V'chayei olam nata betochenu, v'anachnu korim, u'mishtachavim u'modim, lifnei melech, malchei hamlachim, hakadosh baruch hu.
Don't sing this next paragraph out loud, just get it started.
Shehu noteh shamayim v'yosed haaretz. Hino, continuing 93, hakeinik avelech adonuhim.
And then you pick up on
Ki amalchut shelcha hi uliyom yatim lach bechavod kakatuv betoratecha Adonayim lach lealam vayen v'nemar v'haya Adonai lemelek al kol haaretz bayom ha'u ye Adonai echan
Note that if it's Saturday night, you'll want to do Havdalah before Aleinu. If it's any of the nights between Pesach and Shavuot, you'll want to count the Omer before Aleinu. All those are in places later in the book. Now, after Aleinu, you should do the Mourner's Kaddish. Go directly to the Mourner's Kaddish on page 103. Read it slowly. This is the most important part of the service as far as the mourners are concerned, and they want to hang on to every word of that Kaddish. So stand near them, make sure you have eye contact with them, and read this slowly with them. Don't let other persons in the room who happen to be making up the minyan and who themselves are saying Kaddish speed this thing up. They're already good at it because they've been doing it for days and weeks, but this person has a fresh wound, so you want to help him or her to say it nice and slow and make sure that it matters to them. Then you'll want to do one of your readings, perhaps the Psalm 23, which you'd want to read out loud in Hebrew or in English, or maybe one of the other readings, and then you want to do the Mourner's Kaddish once again. Finally, you want to look at the mourners and say to them, Hamakom yenachem etchem betoch sha'ar Avelei Tzion v'Yerushalayim. May you be comforted among all the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. And then you indicate with your nod of the head, with your face, that, and with your closing of your sidur and giving it a kiss, that the service is over. Or you can say, this concludes our service, and everybody will know that they need to go over and comfort the mourner at this point. And that's it. Good luck. Bring them close, as we say. Bring them close to God, bring them close to the memory of their loved ones, and bring them close to those raw and painful feelings in their heart that need to be massaged and nurtured at this time.